The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
During the guided meditation, if you find that your body needs to move, no need to try to like hold yourself rigidly still, but see if you can be aware of the moving. You know, no need to kind of check out, move quickly, you know, then come back. Okay, it's like as if the checking, the moving the body was somehow separate from the meditation. If you need to move, adjust your posture and do that mindfully, noticing what am I aware of as I'm moving my body. So we'll begin with allowing the body to relax. So settling into your posture, into your body. Perhaps taking a deeper breath, which supports a kind of a stretching and a relaxation of the area of the rib cage. And then we'll explore relaxing the body by doing it in kind of a systematic way with a scanning through parts of the body and seeing if there can be a little releasing, relaxing of these various areas in the body. So starting at the top of your head and just seeing if you can relax the top of your head. Relaxing your face, around your eyes, around your mouth. Relaxing down the back of your head, behind your ears. Releasing the jaw. Relaxing the neck. Your shoulders. Relaxing the arms. And seeing if there can also be a relaxation inside the shoulder socket where the arm connects with the shoulder. Relaxing inside the elbow, all of the tendons and ligaments inside, relaxing inside the wrists, and relaxing the hands. Releasing tension across your chest and upper back. Relaxing the muscles all the way around your rib cage. Relaxing across your stomach and the middle of your back. Releasing tension in your abdomen, your lower back, your hips, the buttocks, the whole pelvic region. And seeing, too, if there can be a relaxation inside the hip socket. Relaxing your legs. Including your knees. Your whole leg. The upper leg, the thigh, the hamstring, your lower leg, the shins and calves. Relaxing your ankles. And your feet. Having relaxed the kind of the often in that relaxation we relax the muscles of the body. And I also find it helpful after having relaxed the muscles, the outer surface of the body, to see if there can be a releasing inside the body. And see if you can relax inside your throat. Relaxing your eyes. I sometimes think of relaxing behind my eyes. Relax your heart. Relax your lungs. Relax your stomach. Relax your intestines. Allowing all of your organs, all of your viscera to soften, become slippery, soft, released. And see, too, if you can relax any mental tension that might be present. Any thoughts, concerns about the past, thoughts, concerns about the future. Or any concerns about the present. There's very little we need to do. Know where we need to go. Know when we need to be. Just present here, noticing. Am I aware? What am I aware of? What's obvious in your experience? You may be aware of body sensation, pressure, vibration, pulsing, tingling, heat or coolness. Hardness or softness, movement or stillness. You may be aware of sound. Sound outside. Sound in the room. You may be aware of emotions or moods. Nothing is outside of the realm of what we are aware of or what we can be aware of. You don't need to have any idea that any one experience is any better than any other. Am I aware? The awareness itself is the most important. I'm aware of sound. Aware of body sensation. Perhaps aware of thoughts and a sound. There's no need to choose what we are attending to. Allow the mindfulness to be in the back seat, noticing what is naturally already being known. Relax. The mind actually functions quite well without our choosing to do anything with it. Are you aware? What's obvious? What's obvious? What's obvious? Light, touch. When you notice that you have woken up into mindfulness again after the mind has been wandering, recognizing the awareness that has become in that moment, mindfulness has returned. What is that like? Mindfulness returned effortlessly. How wonderful. Check in to how you are in that moment. How has the wandering impacted your experience? If there's been some tension that's crept in, relax. Take a few moments to soften, release, relax the body. Relax the mind. Recognize awareness. Am I aware? What am I aware of? Sometimes it might not be so clear what we're aware of. If that happens, that's okay. Just recognize, oh, aware. Something will become clear in a moment. You don't need to find it. What's your relationship with your experience? How are you with your experience? Do you want something to happen? Do you want something to stop happening? Is there confusion? Or perhaps ease, balance of mind. Allowing that to be part of what you are aware of. Are you aware? What's obvious? And from time to time, check into your relationship with your experience. So how many of you noticed that your attention kind of, your practice kind of went back to a habitual way of attending to your breath or whatever? Okay, several of you. That's a pretty common thing to happen when you switch to a new form of practice. And in this practice, there's a couple ways to explore what goes on there. You might find that this practice that we're doing here is a kind of a receptive practice. It's not directing the attention. It's not choosing what to pay attention to. And if you find that the mind has engaged in a doing, a choosing of what to pay attention to, then it can be helpful to just remind yourself, when you recognize that, when you wake up recognizing that the mind is doing something, to just remind yourself, okay, relax. Relax the body, relax the mind, and go back to the more receptive kind of mode. Just play with that. So you've woken up. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. You don't have to criticize yourself for it, but just recognize, oh, okay, the mind is engaged in an activity. Notice that. Relax. Another, sometimes the practice, the practices that we are familiar with, it doesn't actually feel like we're doing it. It's just kind of the natural way that our mind gravitates towards when we are practicing. So for myself, when I first started this practice, I had a pretty receptive practice of body awareness. So I would sit down and just pay attention to my body. And when I relaxed and opened to what was happening, body experience was what was present. And what my teacher said at that point was, well, it's a habit. You know, you're relaxing, so you're not choosing what to direct your attention to, but your mind is habitually going to the body. So you need to actually consciously check in to what's happening in other spheres from time to time. And I didn't want it to get too active or too involved. So what I played with in that, and at that time, was to just let my mind kind of move into the meditation as I was familiar. So I would relax the body, relax the mind, notice what my mind did with that, which was to pay attention to body experience. And then actually I used the attitude, the checking the attitude, to help begin to open me out to other experience. So I noticed, okay, engaged in this body awareness practice, what's my relationship to that? And what I found often was that the mind was very calm, the mind was very happy. And I hadn't noticed that the mind was calm and happy. I was just kind of in the body awareness. So that practice of checking the attitude really helped me to broaden my understanding of what I could be aware of. That in this relaxed space, I can also be aware of how the mind is relating to this experience. And from there, more experiences became clear. You know, other sounds and perceptions and all kinds of experience just began to be more clear as I kind of shook loose the mind's kind of gravitation towards the body. So you might also just find it simply helpful to, when you notice your mind is engaged in its habitual meditation practice, what's your mind's relationship to the experience? It may be quite happy, calm, peaceful, at ease. Take that in, recognize that. So I want to leave just a few minutes for some questions here. Are there any questions about what you experienced? And we'll use the mics and we will record these questions just for the support of the community, so, yeah.
In addition to being carried off occasionally by thoughts and waking up, becoming aware, I also was aware that I was... keeling over a little bit from drowsiness. The usual remedies for that are things like opening your eyes, standing up, and such. Is that appropriate for this practice when we're doing meditation?
So the first approach with drowsiness in this practice is to just see, can you be aware of it? You know, can you notice the state of mind that is sleepy, that is dull? So, am I aware? If you find in that space of dullness, of drowsiness, of sleep, oh, and also with respect to the body kind of drifting, you know, so you could notice that that body has kind of drifted or something, and it's fine to move the body to correct the body. You know, you may find that this is actually not such a skillful posture to be sitting in. You know, like, it creates tension in the body. So, you know, just notice the intention to move and the movement. With the sleepiness itself, often, I would say, actually, I'd say more often than we think, we can actually be aware of the state of mind of sleepiness. We have an attitude in our practice that if the mind is dull or sleepy, it means we're not meditating. But we can actually be aware, oh, this is dull mind, this is foggy mind. So checking in, am I aware? That question. If that question can be present in the space of sleepiness, just notice what's obvious about sleepiness. Body kind of slumping, kind of a cloudy experience in the mind. If you're not resisting it, it's probably pleasant. If you're resisting it, it's probably unpleasant. That the very resistance to that state creates the unpleasantness. So just notice what's obvious in that place of sleepiness. If in trying to do that, you find yourself gone, you find yourself not able to recognize, oh, sleepiness feels like this. This is what's obvious around dullness of mind, sleepiness of mind. Then it's appropriate to take some action. The instructions are to cultivate mindfulness, and so if there's a state of mind in which mindfulness is not accessible, it's helpful to take some action. So opening your eyes, standing up, sitting up a little more straight, maybe breathing a little more deeply, all of those things can be appropriate. The orientation is first to check in, can I be aware of it, before perhaps making those activities, doing those antidotes to the sleepiness. So play with that and see what happens. Yeah. And I'd say that's true for most, I mean, restlessness, that would be true for restlessness as well. The first approach here is, am I aware? Can I be aware of this? If we find in hindrances as well, you know, oh, anger's happening. Oh, can I be aware of anger? What's my relationship to anger? Oh, I don't like it. Okay, I can be aware of not liking anger. That's what's happening right now. If you can stay aware of the unfolding of your experience, you're doing the practice. You're in the practice. You're cultivating mindfulness. You're cultivating that continuity of awareness. If you find in paying attention to something, anger, some emotion, some difficult state of mind, or body experience like restlessness or sleepiness, and you can't be mindful of it, you find yourself keep getting pulled off into that, then we can apply all the same tools and techniques that we apply for hindrances in our normal practice. Turning our attention to something else, directing the attention to the body, for instance, if there's an emotion, often we get pulled into the thought, so we might find, okay, can I let go of the thoughts and actually come in? What is the body doing? So using some of the same tools and techniques for dealing with things, when we find it's not possible to simply, oh, I'm aware, this is what's happening. So it's kind of it's a shift of orientation around what's the primary grounding of the attention. It's not so much about saying, I need to be aware of this thing. Whatever's happening is fair game. Sleepiness is fair game if we can be aware of it. So, yeah. Any other questions? Yeah, in the back.
When I found myself returning to awareness, I tried to look at what I was doing right before that, and I could hardly remember any of it, and sometimes none of it. What does that say?
Sometimes that just says you've really come in. I mean, sometimes it's I would say there's various reasons for it. I wouldn't put any meaning on it at all. Sometimes I've seen that happen when the mindfulness just comes in and I'm so interested in the mindfulness in that moment. It's like whatever was happening before just becomes irrelevant and it's just gone. So it's, you know, sometimes it's just about the clarity of mindfulness in the moment. Sometimes it's, you know, the mind was just kind of in a more of a foggy place and so there's not much to remember. And it's not important, actually, to know what it was. It's more important to know how you are now. So that you were lost in something. What's happening now as a result of having been lost in whatever that was, whether you remember it or not? So there's the awareness and what's happening now. You know, so just checking in, you know, how am I now?
There were times when in asking myself what's obvious, the only answer seemed to be, well, there's nothing obvious.
So in that place, I mean, I did briefly mention this, that it in the guided meditation, sometimes when you recognize, oh, I'm aware, it's not so clear what you're aware of. What's obvious isn't obvious. I mean, in that place, you don't have to try to find what you are aware of. Just keep recognizing, I'm aware. I know that I'm aware. And at some point in that, you know, a car will go by and it'll be like, boom, I know the car. You know, the car is what's in awareness. And then it may go back to that more vague, nebulous kind of, I'm not sure what I'm aware of, but I know that I'm aware. So that's okay. You don't have to try to figure it out. Just kind of hang out. Sometimes in that space, we can find ourselves looking for something to be aware of. So we find ourselves, well, am I aware of the sound? Am I aware of my knee? Am I aware of a thought? That space, what's actually happening there is that we're searching for something to pay attention to. And so you can recognize, okay, searching is what's happening. So yeah, you don't have to either push that away, you know, that the mind is kind of trying to find something to be aware of, and you don't have to buy into it either. You know, you don't have to say, oh, I do need to find something to be aware of. If it's simply awareness, that's okay too. Okay, so I'd like to talk about the walking. We'll do some walking here shortly. So the instructions for the walking are just the same as the instructions for the sitting. There's no difference. One time at the monastery when I was practicing with Utejaniya, someone said, well, how do you do walking meditation, Sayadaw? And he said, well, I don't do walking meditation. I practice awareness while I'm walking. That's what we're going to do. We're going to practice awareness while we're walking. And during the day, we're going to practice awareness while we're going to the bathroom and while we're eating and while we're washing our hands and whatever. We're going to be practicing awareness all day. And so to give our bodies a break, we're going to take a walk. And I'd like to suggest starting with the relaxation again. The relaxation in the walking, I found one way to explore that is just to kind of recognize, you know, check in to kind of, is the body relaxed, at ease, comfortable? And one way to explore that is to play with different paces of the walk. Because the pace of our walk, there seems to be, as we walk, there seems to be a particular pace for a given situation of the mind and body that kind of lands us in the most comfortable place. So explore the pace of walking. Maybe try a little faster. See how that lands in your body. Does that feel relaxed to walk a little faster? Slow down a little bit. See how that feels. Find the pace that feels most easeful, most comfortable, most relaxed for you. So starting with exploring relaxation in that way. In the sitting, we did it with this conscious body scan. In the walking, I suggest this more checking in with the pace and seeing what feels comfortable. How are you comfortable in walking? And then when you've found a comfortable pace, am I aware? What am I aware of? In the walking, there's going to be more happening than in the sitting. First of all, you've got your eyes open. I hope you'll have your eyes open while you're walking. So there's going to be a lot of sense coming in through the eyes. Often in walking meditation, in formal walking meditation, we kind of look down. We kind of try to contain that sense so that not much is coming in there. And that's helpful in terms of cultivating kind of a more concentrated practice in the walking, and more one point we pay attention to our feet. In this practice, again, we're cultivating awareness. We're cultivating being aware of whatever is happening in our experience. And one of the big areas we don't work with that much in formal meditation practice is seeing. Seeing is a huge part of our daily lives, so it's really helpful to find ways to bring that into our meditation. So in the walking, you'll find there are times when what's obvious is seeing. That may be the main obvious thing that's happening for you, is seeing. And you may from time to time notice hearing, or body, or thoughts, or emotions. So it's not, again, there's no hierarchy of objects here, no hierarchy of experience. Whatever you are aware of, just know that. Am I aware? What am I aware of? And then from time to time, checking into relationship to experience. How am I with this experience of walking? You know, you might be walking past a beautiful rose bush, and the scent of the roses comes in, and how you are with that experience is enjoying. So enjoyment is happening with that. You might see something that creates a little bit of reactivity. Okay, so there's a little bit of aversion in that. So just from time to time, again, from time to time, not like, you know, every 5 seconds checking into our relationship, but every few minutes just checking in. And how am I relating to this? You know, am I aware? What's obvious? What's my relationship? Basic three instructions. That's our basic practice. And again, if you find that for some reason you are just out there, it can be helpful to come into choosing some particular obvious experience. So if you find that in doing this kind of practice, you just end up spaced out all the time, first of all, check in. Is it just that your mind is in a different space than you're familiar with, but you're actually aware? You know, if awareness is present, that's enough. You don't have to have something that you are really, you know, getting into the details about here. Just, am I aware? That's enough. But if you find yourself spaced out a lot, then it can be helpful to pick something to start with, some obvious experience. In the walking, it might be feet on the ground. In the sitting, it might be the breath. But just start there for a few minutes just to come back. Okay, yep. Connect with something that's obvious. And it might not be breath. It might not be feet on the ground. It might be hearing is what's the easy thing to connect with. Just connect with something. Direct the attention for a few moments. And then, again, okay, awareness. I'm aware. And what's obvious here? We don't have to keep directing the attention. But you can use that. You can use that kind of to anchor you, to ground you back if you find you're really, like with the question about sleepiness, you know, if you find that you just can't be present for what's happening, pick something. Just pick anything that's obvious in your experience. So any questions about the walking? Okay, so we have about 40 minutes for walking right now. So we'll come back at 35 minutes for walking. We'll come back at 11:45. So I'll ring the bell at about 11:40 to let you know. So you can go for a walk kind of further afield, and just kind of keep an eye on the time, and kind of come back. And